This morning, I was out of the house for 3 hours and 20 minutes, nonstop, taking care of business. It felt great. You know what I was taking care of?
What?
Micro anxieties.
Nice. You're still on this kick.
Oh my gosh. It's the greatest thing on the planet. I took like three or four little things to Goodwill that I had thrown in the back of my car. I had to mail some merchandise to Port Merchandise, who handles all of our t-shirts and sales, you know, wine glasses and sale, all that stuff. I had to mail some stuff to them. So I boxed that up. I sent that out. I had to put air in one of my tires. Lily needed some shots. Took care of it all. Felt so great.
Jeff took one of my pocket podcasts, and my advice was to take care of one little thing that irritates you every day just to get rid of micro anxieties. And Jeff took it to like the 98th degree.
Because it's so great. I had in my car, I had a case for a phone that I bought that was the wrong size. And normally that would just float around my back seat until eventually I cleaned out my car. And then I would look at the receipt and go, ah.
You mean a phone case?
Yeah, phone case. What did I say?
A phone.
No, phone case. And then I would find the phone case and then not reach. Then I would have like missed the return window by 4 hours.
Right.
Because that's how life works for me. But no, I took care of it. I took it in. Not only did I return it, but then I went and immediately bought the proper size. It was great. Great. Great morning.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for those new air pumps that they have at the gas station now for putting air in your tires, where you just digitally program what your tire pressure is.
I've never seen one of those.
And then it beeps when it's done. It's so great.
Wow. Is it free? It's not free.
No.
I love free air on the tires. But have you ever noticed that every time you go to a place that has free air for your tires, it's always broken?
Yes. The person who handles the free air at gas stations is also the person who handles maintenance of McDonald's ice cream machines.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for peanut butter.
Do you want to say why?
Oh, because I had the hiccups, right? I decided it was going to be a really good idea before the show to drink a Topo Chico. And if you've never had Topo Chico, they are so carbonated, and I could not stop the hiccups. And obviously, it is not an option for me to be hiccuping on air. So one scoop of peanut butter will get rid of hiccups for you.
And I did not believe her until I did it a couple weeks ago. And I mean, it works so perfectly. It was great. The thing that you need to know right now is I think I'm a little punchy because I am fried, and the hecticness of last weekend and all of last week has come crashing down. So I feel a little punch drunk.
What do you mean punchy?
Just punch drunk. Just like.
But I think punch drunk is different than punchy. I think punch drunk is like slap happy. And I think punchy is like annoyed and picking on everybody.
I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just it was last week was one of those weeks where I was just on adrenaline all week. Like,
and now you're totally worn out.
Totally worn out. Yeah. And what I'm excited about is I know tonight is going to be one of those great nights of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, changed the sheets this morning. So I'm going to get in bed. It's going to be so cozy. Everything's going to be perfect. I just know it's going to be a good night's sleep. Hopefully I didn't just jinx myself.
Well, I was going to say, maybe you jinxed yourself, and then tonight is going to be the worst night of sleep ever.
No.
And then tomorrow will be a bad day because you were so excited. But no, I get you. I feel like I'm coming down from adrenaline of this weekend too. And for me, the weekends are typically my super relaxing time because I bust my butt during the week. Like, I have two jobs. So I come home from one job after 8 hours and then work another at least six when I get home. So this weekend was a working weekend for me, which is great. Got a lot done, but I feel you. I feel you. I am tired.
We have to put it on the agenda, but not today because I'm too fried to process it. But we haven't even really talked off the show about the near panic attack that you had while I was on stage at a show at the show Saturday night.
I kind of forgot about that, but oof.
Like,
yeah, it wasn't full blown. Like, I've had a full blown panic attack one other time, and I thought I was having, I thought I was dying. But this one, I was just like, I might be sick. Like, yeah. I might need to get sick. Like, I feel terrible.
We got to break that down, because then 10 minutes later, you were totally fine.
Totally fine.
So weird. All right. We'll talk about that tomorrow or something. I did get a lot of similar messages that I want to address. This was a fairly typical voicemail that I got asking the same question.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. My name's Denise, and I'm calling from Michigan. Longtime listener, first-time caller, but you can check Michigan off your state list. I'm just curious, with the comedy shows that happened this weekend, are any of that going to be used as bonus episodes? Would love to, because I'm here in Michigan and can't get to the shows. Would love to hear your comedy, Jeff. So just curious.
Brilliant idea. Wish I thought about it before. We'll definitely do it.
Yeah, we have definitely got to do that next time. We should have video recorded. What do you call it?
Taped.
Filmed. God, see? Punchy.
You're punchy drunk too.
I am. I'm so tired. We should have filmed both shows, and then we didn't get the idea until Saturday. So next time, 1000%, we absolutely will do that.
But I did get that question a lot. So thank you. And we did check Michigan off our list. We are at 38% of states filled in. So I'll print the map out tomorrow.
Good job on that math.
Thanks. It does it for me automatically.
Okay, I was about to say, you didn't do that. You didn't do that, did you?
No.
In the spirit of us, we kind of forgot a couple things yesterday. So we're going to go back and do the things that we forgot to do yesterday that you were probably expecting to hear on our show. And the first one is my favorite thing. So I cannot believe I forgot this.
Free Stuff Friday, where we give away stuff on Friday and announce the winner on Monday, unless we forget Monday. Then we announce the Free Stuff Friday winner on Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, so here's your Friday winner that we should have announced Monday.
I think it makes me laugh so hard because you're totally winging it. You have no idea what you're going to say until it comes flying out of your mouth. Our Free Stuff Friday winner gets a quilted koala bag of your choice, which is a custom bag worth about $225. And this week's winner was Kim Davis from Tennessee.
Congratulations, Kim. Here's your Tuesday congratulations for being a Free Stuff Friday winner. Yeah. And we also gave away a pair of tickets to go to Kevin Gillespie's restaurant. Celebrity chef Kevin Gillespie was on our bonus episode last week. And we got a really sweet call from the husband of the woman who won. But it was really him that won because he's just listen, he'll explain.
Jeff and Kelly, this is Britt. I've been listening to you guys from the beginning, and I entered the Hired Gun sweepstakes earlier this week, and as an added precaution, I texted my wife to enter as well, and she got a text today, so I just call in to say thank you. We are huge fans of you guys and Kevin, and just wanted to say thank you, and that's it. Thanks.
That's me at the end of every voicemail. I have a lot of enthusiasm, big plans for it. I deliver my message and then just kind of drift away.
And then you're like, and I'm done. I did get a nice text message from Kevin Gillespie's wife. And yeah. She said, hey, we met the winners from your show this weekend. They were so nice. And hopefully they had a really good time, but we loved meeting them. So that was really cool.
The other thing we forgot to do on yesterday's show was play a clip from TC, who is one of our favorite upsiders, and he came to the Friday night shows, Friday night comedy show, and unbeknownst to us, rallied all the upsiders who went to the meetup for a group project. I don't even know what to call it. A group.
You'll see.
1, 2, 3.
We ready. We ready. We ready. Upside.
Keep it going.
We ready. We ready. We ready. Upside.
Keep it going.
We ready.
Yep.
We ready.
Uh-huh.
We ready.
All right, two more times.
Upside.
Here we go.
We ready.
Everybody show some gratitude.
We ready.
Gratitude, that's what we do.
We ready.
For what, for what?
Upside.
Keep it going.
We ready.
Everybody show some gratitude.
We ready.
Gratitude, that's what we do.
We ready.
For what, for what?
Upside.
Yeah.
He's hired.
Hired.
He's our hype man. He'll be at every show. We'll bring him out on stage. If I had known that had happened, we would have brought him out on stage to get the whole crowd chanting.
He's so magnetic. He just has this energy people love. Like, I could not walk into a room and pull off getting a whole room of people to do that and be excited about it. And something in his personality is just like, people just, it's hard not to love him and be like, okay, whatever TC is doing, I'll do that.
The other thing that, so thank you, TC, for that. That made, seriously made our day. We heard it the next morning. We're like, what? So thank you. The other thing that we totally forgot to do on Monday show is the three random things. Like, I had them pulled, but somehow we went all through Monday show and never did it. So today I'll have six random things. The first one, though, we can kind of just glaze right over or gloss right. What's the phrase?
Gloss over.
We could just gloss right over because at this point.
Actually, that doesn't sound right.
We could just.
I don't know. Don't listen to us. We're tired.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it because it's been so played out over the past few days that I'm just exhausted by the coverage of it. And it's the video of the dude with the reclining seat on the airplane.
Hate that story.
And people are so mad either way on whether or not you can recline the seat or not recline the seat.
To me, that story makes me think it sparks something in people that just automatically makes people want to be mad about something. And I just feel like
It's an odd thing to invoke
that. It's such an energy. Yes.
To invoke that much passion.
Like, politics, I get, people are passionate about. But oh my gosh, the seat reclining, is it supposed to recline? Are you not supposed to recline? What are you supposed to do? We hate the guy, the CEO from Delta. Like, oh my gosh, who knew that was such a divisive issue?
The CEO from Delta, did he say something about it?
Google it. Let's not talk about it
really?
On the show. Yeah.
Oh my, it's that big?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Here's what I think we can all agree on. Okay. And don't argue with me. You're not going to win any argument with me on this one. If you're in the middle seat, you get the pick of the armrest.
If you're in the middle seat, you're the king.
You get both armrests, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Just making sure we all understand that. All right.
I was on a flight where one time in a middle seat where both people took my sides of the middle armrest. And I was like, where am I supposed to go? Where am I supposed to go? I have no idea where to go. There's literally nowhere to go.
And that's when you just reclined your seat as far back as it would go, right? Two sleep related things that I had on my list for yesterday. One, parents of children have 6 full years of disrupted sleep after the birth of their first child before they get back into a regular sleep rhythm.
It's a really long time.
It is. And I'm sure there are moms and dads listening right now going, oh, it's not just 6 years. No, no, no.
My mom would say 18 years. She said that before.
And then the other sleep-related thing I had is if you're trying to make a tough decision, psychologists say that you should truly sleep on it. That has merit because it's easier for your brain to process complex decision-making earlier in the day. So don't try to do it at night because brain fatigue is a real thing.
I think that's why I don't like the phrase never go to bed angry.
Because sometimes
you're just tired, right? And you're like you're fired fighting. Oh my gosh, we should not be doing a show today. Tired fighting, and you get nothing done, and you're just exhausting yourself further. So I don't buy that whole thing.
You're like a grumpy kid who hasn't gotten their nap.
Yes,
and so is your significant other.
Yes,
and then you got and then it becomes
nothing good comes out of it.
Okay, and then here's today's three random things, and I love this one. And before I give you the fact, do you have, Callie, I don't know that I know this about you. Two questions. One, do you have a go-to doodle? Like when you're doodling on a blank piece of paper or on a notepad, do you have a go-to doodle? And number two, do you know what mine is?
I kind of do on the first one. Not color over things, but like if I write something, I'll trace the word over again. So I don't have a doodle, but I...
But like if you're taking notes in a meeting and you write whatever, Robin's name down, then you'll just run your pen over Robin over and over again.
I retrace, yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like a doodle per se, but it is. It's what I do. You know, it's, yeah. Is yours squares?
Yeah, cubes.
Yeah, I knew that.
I am always drawing cubes.
And when you draw every drawing that Jeff does when he's trying to explain something, like yesterday we had a phone call, a video chat thing with our branding company about our logo. And he's like, okay, so here's what I'm talking about. The first thing that Jeff does in every time he's trying to explain something is draw a square. Have you ever noticed that?
Like I'm creating my...
Your
canvas,
stage or something, like or your canvas. You're like, here we go. Canvas. Even though the piece of paper is only that size, like you're like, okay, here we go. So here's what I'm talking about. And then you draw all four. One, two, three, four. It's just funny.
According to smart people, where is it?
According to people who have had rest and are not punchy.
Or punch drunk, you can boost your concentration by doodling or sketching soft flowing things like hearts, flowers, like things with curves for 10 minutes. It actually energizes your brain and it improves your attention by 30%. So, and I've always maintained that if my pen is moving, I am paying better attention than if I am sitting completely still.
Really?
Yes. So if I am drawing cubes and I would say the same thing about you.
You think so?
I mean, you got ADHD and
it's bad.
And so if you're in a meeting or something, tracing over something, I think would probably recenter you. And then today is National Drink Wine Day.
I'm into this day. Did you also hear there's, okay, sorry, finish your thought.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, and then I have
a bunch of good facts about wine. It can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart attack, stroke, certain kind of cancers, liver disease, lowers bad cholesterol, increases good cholesterol. But the key part of that is the health benefits of drinking wine in moderation. So if you're crushing a bottle and a half a night, probably not that great. But if you have a glass of wine every now and again, there are health benefits to it. Happy National Wine Day.
Did you see, also adding a fact to that you may see some California wine prices going down because there were so many grapes last year. They produced so many grapes in California last year that California wine prices are going down.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And so. It's good to celebrate National Wine Day. And then I actually only have five random things. I pulled six, but the sixth one's stupid. So...
What's the sixth one? Now I want to know.
It's I don't know why. I must have cut and pasted the wrong thing. oh, no. I know why I pulled it.
What is it?
It's because I have had male friends of mine ask me if I would be okay if the person I was married to was like the next Bill Gates or, you know, Steve Jobs or whatever, a gazillionaire. And mm-hmm. I was like a stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. And I'm without 100%, yes. Bring it on. Let me have a powerful woman who allows me to stay at home and take care of the family. No problem. And men have had, like, I have known men who have a problem with this.
Yes.
Like, they say, my ego can't handle that.
Yes.
So the reason I pulled this is because women who get elected into office have a higher rate of divorce than men who get elected into office. And people are attributing that to the fact that men can't handle women being in positions of power. It hurts their ego, and that's why they get divorced.
You know what movie that reminds me of? The Intern. It's one of my favorite movies from the past 5 years.
Oh,
you've seen it.
Yeah,
it's got Robert De Niro in it and Anne Hathaway. And Anne Hathaway is the CEO of a company and her husband's the stay-at-home dad. But they never do like movies, do they, about really successful women with like super supportive husbands where it works out?
They did with that woman who talked like this, who made the blood machine.
She wasn't a stay-at-home mom.
Theranos.
She wasn't a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, she wasn't. She ended up marrying the dude that she was.
I think they're still engaged. That's like not even remotely close to what we were talking about. Oh. She's a single 20-something that founded a horrible company.
Are there?
Is that the same?
I don't know. Why? I don't know what's happening. I don't even know what day it is. I don't even know.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't even know what time it is.
On a total tangent, and I'm willing to go here. If you haven't seen the documentary series on, is it called, it's not called Bad Blood, is it? It's the Theranos documentary on Netflix. It is fascinating. It's so good. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, we watched it together.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Oh.
That's it. Oh, you're looking it up?
Yeah, because I want to know. Oh, no. Bad Blood is the book.
She talks so.
The Inventor.
The Inventor.
Out for Blood. Yeah, it's really. Anyways, it's about this female inventor that at a super young age essentially raised $1 billion+. Of what do they call that when people
venture capitalists bought into her company and the company wasn't really doing anything?
Like she faked all of this research saying that she was developing this system that where you could test for all of these like crazy diseases and stuff like that with only one like finger prick worth of blood. And all these people, super smart, incredible people, invested all this money thinking that she was changing the future of science. I mean, she had a deal with Walgreens. Like, it was nuts. But and she turned out to be a fraud. And now she's in a legal battle, potentially going to jail for a really long time. And she's my age. Really interesting.
And I would have had no problem marrying her and being a kept man because my ego doesn't need a job.
Until she lost her $1 billion, and then Jeff would have been like, what is this? And then he would have left.
Yes, then I would have bailed. All right, we've got three new advertising partners on the show this week. We introduced you to them yesterday, and I am excited about all of them, especially Blinkist, which is
so cool.
Which is this company that allows you to read nonfiction books in like 15 or 20 minutes. They just summarize it to the core. And Callie sits down to record the show today and she goes, hey, guess what? I read two books today.
I did read two books today. One of them I've read before, but I was like, oh, I feel like there was some good stuff in that book. And it was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I also read a Brené Brown book, and both of them, I think it was less than 15 minutes. I think pretty 15 minutes, depending. I'm a fast reader. But it's definitely enough like to where it makes me want to go and read the books. Like you kind of get a really good taste of whether you'd like the book or not. And they actually have links on there when you sign up for your account that lets you buy the book. If you're like, man, that was really good, but it totally was not enough, you have the option to buy the book.
If you want to crush books like Callie is crushing books, go to Blinkist.com. That's Blinkist.com/upside, and you can try it free for 7 days. And then if you like it and you sign up, you'll get 25% off your new subscription. Blinkist.com/upside.
Future is a fitness app that Katie Burke has been testing out for us for the past week, and she writes the Pick Me Up newsletter. Here's what I want to know about the app. So you get your Apple Watch, and then how do they know like how good you are at the fitness stuff? Like, can you say, hey, I don't work out? And then they like, how does that work?
Yeah. So it starts off with a consultation. You hop on a FaceTime call with your trainer. My trainer is Paul. We hopped on a FaceTime and we chatted for about 10 minutes and he kind of went over my fitness goals. He talked about where I was at fitness wise, how many times a week I work out, do I work out, which before I started the app, I was working out a couple days a week, but my fitness routine was strictly cardio. So we just kind of went over what I wanted to get out of the app, which I told him my focus is my mom pooch.
Me too. Same.
So I, you know, wanted to do a lot of ab work, but I also wanted to be realistic. I can't always get to the gym. So Paul is making all of my workouts super catered to being able to do them at home. And we kind of went over all of that on that first call.
And it has to be FaceTime because I would be worried about like Girl Scout cookies in the background if my FaceTime shot. Can I do it just as a phone call so he doesn't judge my kitchen?
I don't know if you can do a phone call. Actually, he just said, can you hop on a FaceTime? And I was like, yeah, but you know what? They're really cool. Paul's in Chicago and we talked about deep dish pizza. So
no judgments,
It's a judgment free zone. They're just trying to help you be the best version of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Go to tryfuture.com/upside and get 50% off your first month. That's tryfuture.com/upside. 50% off your first, words are hard, for your first month.
Hemp Fusion makes products that help specifically with stress, sleep, and energy. So if that resonates with you, what are you waiting for? We use CBD in our house and we love it. Here's the difference with Hemp Fusion. Hemp Fusion is CBD plus omegas, plus terpenes, plus other natural ingredients. And they do that so your body can absorb it in the best, most effective way. And it's going to make you feel great. Right now, you can use the promo code UPSIDE. That's going to get you 20% off your first order and free shipping at hempfusion.com. That's hempfusion.com, promo code UPSIDE. You're going to get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Remember that not all CBD is created equal. Go to hempfusion.com, use promo code UPSIDE today.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I don't know who makes up these like weeks and holidays and whatever, but if it has to do with kindness or gratitude, I'm into it. And like, so whatever, right? Let's celebrate it. apparently this is Random Acts of Kindness Week. And here are 50 ways to celebrate. Jeff, you can put yours down. I already went through all of them and I want to read the ones for me. And then I picked some that I knew you would like.
Okay. You're not going to read all 50 though, right?
No. Okay. I'm just going to pick like two that I like and two that I thought that you would like.
All right. So it's the official name of this week is Random Acts of Kindness Week 2020.
And this is in Parade Magazine, okay? Number seven is leave a kind comment. Somewhere on the internet and just say something nice or positive. And not in our Upside Facebook group because that's really heavy with nice and positive. Like go somewhere and just, you know.
You know what would be cool is to just find a random person on Instagram. Like, go to one of your friends' accounts and then go to the people they follow or the people who follow them and go to one of those accounts and pick a picture and just leave a comment and go, hey, I just came across your picture and you are beautiful, or I love that puppy, or that painting you did is really good.
Like, yeah.
That would be so cool. Love it.
Number nine, download the Karmic app, which I had never heard of. It assigns you one easy act of kindness every single day.
Oh, that's cool.
Totally into that. Let me see.
What if that app is a giant scam and everyone is like, mail a dollar to this person. And there's some guy named like Jimmy Karmic who's just making $1 zillion.
Right. This is the one that I pulled for you because it spoke Jeff Dollar.
Okay.
Post literally anything involving puppies, kittens, or Betty White.
Or Betty White, yeah.
Sorry, my pages are stuck together. And then this is the other one I pulled for you. Call a lonely relative and tell them a dad joke.
Okay.
You would do that with Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked about Uncle Fred on the show?
Uncle Fred is my uncle who lives in Arizona, and he is the kindest and nicest man on the planet. And he is so buttoned up and like predictable, and
he's a character.
And it's so comforting how buttoned up and predictable he is. Like, we used to go over, he was my dad's sister's husband, or he is my dad's sister's husband. My aunt has since passed. So we would go over to his house every year at Christmas. And I remember that he would, at like a certain time, it was time to have a cocktail, and all the adults, or he would go into the kitchen to make drinks for the adults. And he would, if the recipe called for 3 ice cubes, he would use tongs and put exactly 3 ice cubes in the glass. Mm-hmm. And if it was 1.5 shots of whatever the drink is, and he would make the perfect drinks. And I just remember it was just his attention to detail was comforting. And I remember also they had, my aunt and my uncle had these routines where like they would read the mail in bed at night.
That is really cute.
And so the mail would come, and I think they would also read the newspaper in bed at night, but they would go to bed, and I'm guessing they probably went to bed at exactly the same time every night, 7 days a week, 11:20 or whatever time it was. And then they would read the mail, and I bet they had like a letter opener, and I bet they had like a file folder on their nightstand. I bet that's how they did it.
I got to meet him, and he is super awesome. And Jeff said before we went, he's like, okay, so Uncle Fred is super predictable. Like, you can tell when we get there, he'll pull out a piece of paper and it'll have questions on it of things that he wants to ask me, you know, like in conversation, because he wants to, when he thinks of it, he pulls out this paper and he writes it. So he makes sure he doesn't miss a question that he wants to ask in the course of the day that we spend together. So it was really funny. We got there and he seriously just radiates this like kind, he's just good.
He's gentle.
He's good. He's very gentle. So we sit down and we make ourselves comfortable in his apartment, and he's like, now Jeffrey. And then he goes down this list of questions, and I think we answered all of them, but it was so sweet. Really cool.
And the questions are so funny because they're like, Jeffrey, now your mother and father are still going to the casino, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then he'd say, how many days a week do they go? And I would say, they go 3 days a week, usually, depending, maybe 4, maybe 2, but usually probably 3. And he's like, okay. And then he just moves on to the next question. Like, at some point in the month prior to my visit, it popped into his head that my mom and dad go to the casino.
Or what probably happened is he was talking to someone and he's like, you know, Jimmy and Donna go to their casino
right
in New York. And somebody said, oh, how often do they go? And he's like, you know what? I'm going to find that out.
Right.
It's so endearing. It's awesome. So yeah, Uncle Fred.
Here's a question for you to think about. Everyone listening, don't answer it now, Callie.
Okay.
But think about this question, and then we can discuss on tomorrow's episode.
Homework. You have homework.
If you received a tremendous sum of money that would leave you wanting nothing, like $1 billion, and not only did you get that, but the account got replenished every year until they put you in the ground. So if they gave you $1 billion and you spent all of it but $30 on January 1st, you go back up to $1 billion. You never have to worry about money again. Anything you want, everything you want, no problem. You are financially taken care of, and so is everybody in your life. Except you have to work a full-time job. You have to put in 40 hours a week. Don't answer it now, but what would that job be?
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Our Pick Me Up newsletter comes out every Tuesday. That is today, if you're listening to it on the day of release. It comes out about 2 p.m. Eastern, and Katie Burke writes it. She is hilarious, and she does such a great job of creating these emails. And do you want to mention really quickly what the purpose of the email is?
Yeah, it's just a list of stories that you can refer to either today when it comes out or when you need it during the week that will put a smile on your face. That's the goal. Our emails and our inboxes are filled with stuff that bring negative energy. This is all positive, all the time, guaranteed.
Yeah, so save it when you need a pick-me-up and read it whenever you want. You can sign up by going to callieandjeff.com and then click on the newsletter tab.
Yep.
And one of the things, she just sent us a list of all the things that are coming out today. One of them sounds like a challenge because I have seen a lot of this, but she says, you will see the happiest baby on the block.
So check out the pick-me-up newsletter and see if she is right. The happiest baby will be in your email box today, but only if you're a subscriber. KellyandJeff.com newsletter tab.
Hey guys, this is Beth. I was just listening to today's episode, Valentine's Day, and I had to pause it because when the lady called about next week being Mercury in retrograde again, I cracked up because I thought I heard in the background and I wasn't sure. So I like backspaced or whatever you call it in podcast terms, went back 15 seconds to listen to it again. And I could hear Jeff just go, ugh, she mentioned it and it just made me laugh. But anyway, I love you guys and hope you are having a great Valentine's Day full of love. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.
I am terrible at making decisions. I'm really the worst. And if I have to make a long time decision, like something that's going to stick with me forever, well, or for a few years, I really lock up. That's why I love Warby Parker. They make it easy. They help me make decisions. I took a quick quiz online at warbyparker.com and they sent me 5 eyeglass frames to choose from. It was so simple just to stand in front of the mirror and pick out one or maybe 2 that I liked, and I ordered them for only $95, lenses and everything. I just sent them my prescription from my eye doctor and bam, they showed up at my door a couple days later. They make it so easy and they're waiting for you. Go to warbyparker.com/upside and learn all about what makes Warby Parker so amazing and how they can deliver stylish, fashionable glasses and now contact lenses right to your door at a super reasonable price.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. This is Katie Burke, chief editor of the Pick Me Up newsletter. I just wanted to remind all of our upsiders to subscribe. Hold on, I'm leaving another message. Brooklyn's chewing on my arm. Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Katie Burke. I just wanted to remind everyone to subscribe to the Pick Me Up newsletter. It is a weekly email blast of just awesome content, and this week is going to be great, too. We've got a really great discount code, some really happy stories, such as a dog window washer. I mean, what's not to love about that? And, of course, some baby spam, the happiest baby on the block, coming at you guys. So I just want to remind everyone to subscribe. It comes out every Tuesday. Isn't that right, Brooklyn? That's my daughter. She wants you guys to subscribe, too. Okay, bye.
Hey, guys. It's Catherine, and I'm calling with great news because I have another state for you guys. And, Jeff, it is a W. I am calling from the least populated state in the country. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Wyoming. I just moved here 2 months ago, so it counts. My license is here now. I listen to you guys every day, and you remind me of home, and I am following my passions out here, and listening to you guys have me looking on the upside of everything, and it has made my move here so easy and awesome, and you guys have helped with that. So thank you guys so much, and keep doing what you're doing so I can listen to you every day. Okay, bye.
Hey guys, it's Liz. I was listening to the bonus episode with Kramer, and he said, what if I didn't have the power of radio to do his stuff and Callie was trying to flip the script in his head? And what he needs to think about is, what if he didn't have the limitations of radio? Text from my mom is amazing, and I would listen to that in a hot second because everybody needs a little extra oomph or motivation. I would love it just to use it as part of my yoga teaching and, like, use it as a theme for our class. Like, this is an amazing idea. So I hope he rolls with it. I'm excited to see where he goes, and love you guys for supporting him and trying to build him up. This is going to be great for him. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Jeff. This is Maddie from Malvern, Iowa. And regarding your opportunity becoming a risk topic that you guys talked about today, I am currently 22 years old, just fresh out of college a year ago, and I personally think that right now everything is an opportunity because I haven't seen any bad opportunities yet, and I feel like when you get into your 40s, even if you are single and don't have anything tying you down, you have seen enough to know that not all experiences and opportunities can be turned out well, and that's what makes you think of it more as a risk than an opportunity. Just my take. Thanks.
I'm truly thankful that we're all here. And if you just started your journey here, welcome aboard and enjoy the ride. No matter where you're at in life, be it a high or low, it's always better when you're looking to it from the upside.